Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kyle speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a charge from you guys on my account for $97.97, and I didn't purchase anything from you.
Okay, I think I should be able to help you out with that. Can I get a zip code to go ahead and look you up in my system?
84093.
84093. All right, thank you, ma'am. 84093. Let's see here. Am I speaking to Miss Maria?
Mariah, yes.
Mariah, excuse me. Okay, Miss Mariah. And I do see here a record, and the billing address I'm showing is in Sandy, Utah. Would you just be able to verify the street address so I know it's you I'm talking to?
1393 Galaxy Drive.
Okay, good deal. Yep, that's exactly what I see. All right, now your transactions are loading, and we should be able to see what these charges are for. You said, what was the amount, 97-something?
Yeah, 97.97.
97.97. So, I work with fantastic. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It says Fantastic Music Pro X.
Fantastic Music Pro X.
On my account.
That does not sound familiar.
That's why I was taking out a charge that I did, because I haven't purchased anything music-wise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as soon as this thing loads up, well, I'll see if I can see it on my end. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. I will go ahead and let you know, just in general, I do work with a third-party call center that services over 100 different online vendors. So as far as specific company names and websites and different things, they don't give me that information. I just have a customer service system that I work through here. And I see, I do see here, yes, 97.97 on 12/28. But it's showing on my end that it is for it is Lunactive Skincare. The original charge was on 12/20 for $6.95 on the shipping and handling for a free trial, and then this $97.97 looks to be the full price of the bottle after the trial ended.
After the trial ended, I didn't even get anything.
You haven't received anything yet?
No.
Let me look at this. Okay, give me 1 second. They usually have tracking numbers with them, and if I can find that, then I can look it up, see if it's been delivered or where it might be.
Is it a reorder now, too?
Ma'am? What'd you say?
Is it a reoccurring order? Or is it just so fucking weird? I haven't gotten anything. Well, we did have a problem with our mail, though. Okay, well.
Yes, it is a so what it is, it's you pay you get the free trial of, I believe it's a 7-day free trial, and they say that after the 7 days they do go ahead and charge you the full price of the bottle. And let me see here. Yeah, that does line up with the time frame, but I know sometimes that with shipping, especially around the holiday time, you may not even get it by the time. Let's see here, this load up. Yeah, it says it was delivered 2 days ago, which is not, even if you do have it, that's not nearly enough time to try it for the free trial. What I can do, but you said you haven't received it, right?
No, we haven't. But we're also short on a few other packages holiday-wise.
So it might be the mail stuff.
Mail situation, but still, then that's not 7 days to try. Okay, well, easy, fine. Okay.
Well, I would hate to lose you as a customer, and I can definitely very obviously see how this is very inconvenient. So that price of that bottle, it says it is delivered, and I know it's probably not delivered to your house, maybe with a mail service or something, but what I can do is I can go ahead and put a hold on the account. It would be a 60-day hold as the maximum I can put into my little system, and that would make it to where you are not charged again for anything else. They don't try to send anything else out to you, and that way you'll get time to try the product and see if you like it and see if it works for you.
And then in 60 days, will it come back through, or I call and sign back up, or?
So on the 60 days, and I would tell you the exact day, but it would be automatic. They would automatically send you another bottle, but I can tell you the exact day that you would need to call before if you don't want them to send you another one.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me set this up in here then. All right. I do apologize for the inconvenience. I know that they definitely should do longer trials on these things. Most people don't get them. I mean, especially around this time of year before the trial ends.
Well, and I have a feeling it's something my daughter ordered, so we'll just go with it. Because I know I didn't order it, but it sounds like a free sample thing sounds right up her alley, so we'll figure that shit out.
Yeah. I feel you. Let me just make sure I'm...
I just thought it was weird because they put up with music, and I was like, I know I didn't order anything music.
Any music. Yeah, that's what's that sounds extremely weird. I've had a couple customers call in and say it shows his music on there, and I think it has to be something with the like I said, I work with over 100 online different vendors, but I think a lot of them lead back to the same places or same websites and stuff, and it gets mixed up on the y'all's end or on the bank statements. This is so weird. I apologize for the wait. I'm trying to, that's not giving me my normal option to put the hold on the account.
Sounds about right. I'm Murphy's Law and technology weird glitches, so don't you worry.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here. Would you mind if I put you on hold for just 1 second, ma'am? I'll be right back.
No worries.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I figured out what I need to do. I just got to enter your information in and submit it to a supervisor of mine so they can put the hold on your account.
Ah, got it.
So that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to get you sent over after I fill out all this info really quick. Thank you again for your patience, Miss Mariah. I really do appreciate it. Right. And a good number, the phone number you called in was 801-808-0524. Is that a good one for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And the email yazzers@gmail.com, is that also good?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And I don't think they're going to be emailing you for any reason, but just to be sure, I put all this on here so they know it's your account. Or not account like you made with us, but you know.
Yeah.
All right. A hold on account. Okay, now before I can, now this part, the 60-day hold. Let me look at the calendar and see when 60 days is from today. So today is the 29th, and there is not a February 29th, so it would be May 1st.
You mean March 1st?
March 1st, yeah, excuse me. I wish they'd let me put you a hold on there until May 1st, but let me see. Yeah, March 1st.
Okay.
31. And so any day, I'll put on here that the first day that they can charge you would be March 2nd. So as long as you call back before March 1st, to cancel if you'd like to cancel, then that's you have up until the 1st of March to call back.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you out with today?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great day and Happy New Year's.
You too. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.